Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brought us also brought to you by WinStar here on your home of America's team on DallasCowboys.com. He has the scout's eye up for filthy Fletcher Cox, Zach Ertz, under the radar, running back Miles Sanders as we start to preview the Eagles for Sunday night football. And brought us joining us here on the BuyerSafety.com. Tom Holland. Good morning. How are you?
Thank you, Gambling and Trucks. Appreciate you bringing me on today.
So yesterday, people were asking you about the conspiracy theory that Jason Garrett, whose offense is it?
Sure.
Is Jason Garrett interfering?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the truth is?
Well, I asked people who actually sit in the building and put together those game plans, and to a man, they told me that Kellen Moore, that each individual coach has an area that of expertise. Mark Colombo does the running game. Gary Brown will do short yardage. Doug Nussmeier will come up with a goal line package. Each coach has a responsibility. It's not one coach putting it all together. It's each guy has a responsibility. So what they do is they submit ideas, they make the studies, they break down the film, and then they come together as a group and put together a game plan. Ultimately, it's Kellen Moore's responsibility to go through the practice and see, okay, this worked. We tried to throw a swing pass to Tony Pollard. Oh, Dak missed it really badly. Let's try and practice this play again tomorrow. Oh, wait, it looked bad again. Well, let's not run that play this week. That seems like a play that won't work. So, yeah, Kellen Moore's ultimately responsible for the calling of the game. The coaches all submit ideas. They put together a game plan. And Jason Garrett is able at any time to click over and say, hey, you know, get to this run, maybe think about this. You know, I'm going to go for it on fourth down here. If you don't get this third and one, I'm going to go for it on fourth down. So have a play ready. And, you know, that's the way they communicate during a game. But ultimately, to a man, they told me that it's Kellen Moore's offense, that Kellen Moore calls the game, and that's how they operate here.
Have the Eagles been just as inconsistent as the Cowboys? Why are they 3-3?
Their quarterback seems to be not throwing the ball very well. You know, you go through the games and watch the losses they have. He's been inaccurate. I think the Cowboys have got to take advantage of that. You know, when he tends to be bad and missing, you have to be able to get turnovers from that. And I think some teams have taken advantage of him in that way. He's still a very capable quarterback. You know, the Minnesota Vikings, I thought, had a great game plan. The way they played in that game last week, they got up on him. They forced him to have to make some plays. The Eagles weren't able to make enough plays in that game. And so ultimately that's why they took that loss. But the Vikings did a great job offensively. The way they, with Cousins, they knew that the Eagles were compromised in the secondary. They're still having problems. You know, anytime you see Rasul Douglas on the field, you should throw the ball in his direction. I know Mike Fisher this morning was kind of making jokes about throwing the ball in guys' directions, but that's kind of what you need to do. The secondary has had problems. Their health has been not very good. So, yeah, you know, that's kind of where they're at. They're you know, really good against the run because nobody runs the ball on them. They throw the ball on them. You know, if you could find a way to hold up with protection, you know, maybe you can throw the ball with some success, but you're down offensive linemen, you're down your best receiver, really your best explosive weapon on the outside. So, you know, that might make things a little bit more difficult and a little bit more challenging. But again, that's, you know, kind of where they're at. It's two teams that have struggled with injuries. Both teams have been wildly inconsistent in a lot of areas, and that's why they have the records of 3-3.
Broadus, Dak's one of two quarterbacks to beat Carson multiple times. How have the Cowboys had success against him and the Eagles while he's been there?
Well, the one quarterback has clearly outplayed the other one. These games usually come down to making one or two plays in the game, and what we've seen from Dak Prescott over the years is that he's been able to make one or two more plays in these games. You know, he's a big game player. There's been times where, you know, we've wanted him to put things on his back, and he's been able to respond in that way. But he's going to need some help out there this week. You know, there's a lot of guys that are probably not going to play in this game. And ultimately, that's what it comes down to, is he's going to have to carry this team. It's going to come down to him, and it's going to come down to this defense having to get one or two more stops, because that's generally the way this game goes. You know, you have to have a scramble run. You have to have a clutch pass. You have to have something go right. You have to protect the football. And, you know, he's been able to do that for the most part when he's played against Carson Wentz.
Brian Broaddus joining us every Thursday at this time here on 105.3 The Fan. What is your feeling? Kavanaugh tweeted out from G-Bag that you thought Tyron and Leal may miss this game.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is not a good situation for them. They tried to work out Smith last week in that game, and didn't respond very well. They're both probably a week away. So, yeah, this get ready for – get ready for Cam Fleming at left tackle. Get ready for
Knight
at right tackle. Get ready for tight end staying in and trying to help on the ends. Get ready for backs to have to chip. It affects the way you call your game when you have injuries. You know, people have got to realize that if you want to drop back 45 times in a game, and, you know, Jason Garrett talked about this. He says, hey, if I run the ball every play, I'm going to lose this game. If I throw the ball every play, I'm going to lose this game. I mean, he believes that. That's their philosophy. But they've also, we saw what happened a little bit last week when all of a sudden, you know, you say, okay, we're just going to throw, and then you get your quarterback hit. If Dak Prescott goes down, then we might as well start the draft show. You know,
So
that's something that you have to be very mindful of when you're a play caller. I understand being aggressive and doing everything you have to do to move the ball down the field and first down throws. I get all that. But you got to understand the situation you're in with your team. And that's a little bit of a problem with this team right now, is the players that you're relying on to be good haven't been good. Linebackers haven't been good. Your number one wide receiver, your 1A wide receiver, wasn't good last week. You know, there are things happening. Your starting corner, left corner, wasn't good. Your safety wasn't good. You know, these are guys you're relying on to help you win games. And when you can't get those guys to play well enough, then you're ultimately going to you're going to lose the game. And, you know, that's what's happened to this team. The players that they're relying on to be good have not been good. And that's a big issue. But you got to be very mindful as a play caller what your situation is with your team.
How optimistic are you about Amari playing?
Not at all.
Wow.
Not at all. I mean, it's again, we live here. We see this every day. And so when we're reporting this stuff, it's just not we're pulling it out of our ass.
Yeah.
You know, we're telling you what, you know, we're talking to people. We're kind of getting the vibe of what's going on here. You know, and it's funny, you try and educate folk on what's going on, and nobody really wants to believe what you're saying. And that's a shame, because if I don't know, I'm going to go ask. And I've been going and asking about these injuries. I've been going out and asking about who the play caller is and how the game plan's being set and stuff like that. So, you know, you could either kind of follow along, or you can just kind of do something else. Yeah.
With all the interacting and information you provide on Twitter and the social media and the Talking Cowboys and Periscope, what is the most legitimate criticism that you've seen this week, and what's the most overrated one? What's a legit fan criticism, and what's one that you think is being overblown?
See, to me, I don't, the criticism, I understand everybody hates the head coach, you know, but stand behind me if you're going to do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I tried to get this done 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, everybody was kind of like, oh, well, hey, you know, it's okay. It's all right. You know, all that. So, yeah, stand behind me on that. I'm not going that route anymore. I've said that. He's either going to win enough games and keep his job, or he's going to lose, and everybody out there is going to get their wish. You're going to get a new head coach. You know, and that's really the bottom line here. He does not have a contract next year. So either he's going to win enough and it's going to be fine and he's going to get an extension, or he's not. And so then everybody could say, okay, well, who are we going to bring in here? And, you know, you can go hire one of those 32-year-old guys like the Cincinnati Bengals did and go 0-5, you know, or 0-6 if you want, you know. And then that guy in L.A. right now is struggling a little bit with his team. You know, he's banged up a little bit. His quarterback's not playing well. This is a fickle league right there. And so, anyway, I think the criticism of the head coach is, you know, if you want to blame him for everything, if that's how you want to go that route, then go ahead. But they've got bigger issues. We went through just a litany of them just a minute ago. But the head coach, if you think he's a problem, okay, that's fine. Blame it on him. But you need to look at this. You need to look at, and it starts at the top. And I think every time you have that owner on, general manager, he looks in the mirror too and says, hey, maybe I didn't do this right. Maybe I didn't do this right. So I think that's where it's at.
It sounds like, are you in agreement with me and Michael Irvin yesterday that, you know, this is trouble time. This is big time worry.
Oh yeah, it's trouble time. They're 3-3. You know, I mean, but they're banged up. They're good players. Like I said, aren't playing well enough. That's the problem. When you guys are talking about Elliott, does he look slower? Yeah, he does look slower. Is he explosive? No, he hasn't been as explosive. Maybe the wear and tear on him is taking its toll now. You know, and
are the holes there?
Well, no, not really. Not when they're not the way they run the ball. They haven't. That's what I'm saying, Chop. They're good players. The guys they're really relying on aren't playing well.
Yeah,
and that's a problem. You know, and you're saying, oh well, you know, well the head coach did this, head coach did it. Yeah, but look at the players. Look at what's gone on. You know, they've lost some guys to injury. The backup guys are backup guys for a reason. Do they need to play better? Absolutely. But how about the guys you're really, really relying on to be the bell cow guys to win you these games? You know, I mean, teams get banged up, but their good players find a way to make up for the lack of problems that they have in the other positions. That hadn't happened here.
Brian Broaddus, bringing it strong as always. Don't ever call him scared. He does not have a dog on Twitter or social media, and he lives in the building. Enjoy and thank you.
Appreciate you, boys. Take
care. Brian Broaddus on the BuyerSafety.com hotline, brought to you by Windstar. Not scared. Not scared. And we were talking about some of the better players. And, you know, Jerry the other day called out the defense to some degree, but do we need to look closer at Travis Frederick and Zach Martin on the interior? Oh, what about Xavier Woods? We turned Xavier Woods into Earl Thomas. You notice one play from Xavier Woods? Byron Jones got picked on a little bit the other day. Everyone has been blasting, justifiably, Van Der Esch and Jalen Smith. I mean, the Tank Lawrence, you can argue the numbers that show he's being productive or not. There's one guy on defense that you've highlighted. One, Robert Quinn. And then Jordan Lewis, and part of that is because we have this Jordan Lewis fan club developing that we want him to play more. Well, that's going to happen, but Broaddus bringing it strong as always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.